If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
When it comes to the smaller pets, Paws Chicago is always there. Susanna Wickham is the CEO of Paws Chicago. Susanna, you're busy with hurricane pets, right?
That's right. We have a transport. We've got some volunteers leaving first thing in the morning, and they'll be back on Thursday with our first transport of pets from the Hurricane Helene areas. And then we're, of course, looking at Milton right now and reaching out to shelter partners to see how we can help.
It makes such a big difference. And people in Chicago are so giving. And that means you'll need foster homes, right? And you'll need volunteers.
We need all of it.
What?
And adopters, too. Adopters help us make room for the displaced pets that we're bringing in from the hurricane. So our entire community steps up at a time like this. And that's why it's so helpful to have you talking about it, because it alerts people that if they've been thinking about adopting or fostering, now is a great time.
Yeah, and I was telling people earlier about emptying shelters out so you know where the hurricane is headed. Many times you work with partners to get those shelters empty, number one, so the shelter doesn't have to worry about incoming floodwaters, but also when displaced dogs and cats who are lost because of a hurricane, they can stay in their area so their owners can come and find them.
That's exactly right, Lisa. And I went down to the Hurricane Ian zone in the Gulf Coast a couple of years ago and saw people bringing pets in that they were relinquishing or that they had found, and they were hoping the shelter could help reunite with their pets. So the first thing that we do as an organization is we clear out the shelters of existing pets that have already been in shelters before the hurricane struck, because you have to make room and give people time to reclaim their pets if they want them. And then usually there's a second wave about 30 days later, because the pets just keep coming in, and the ones that have not been claimed, then it's time to help them too.
And Paws Chicago has a hospital, so when these animals are brought in, they're immediately taken to a medical facility, checked out, and treated for whatever injuries they might have, right?
Yes, our medical center is 30,000 square feet, 90 isolation suites. We have incredible vets on staff, surgeons, shelter medicine experts who know how to deal with the ailments that shelter pets get, the contagious disease, the things that they need to get better. And so we have an incredible team and building that is dedicated to helping sick and injured pets, and it is the best place for them to go, probably in America. And so we always step up for these disaster situations. We've been doing it since Hurricane Katrina. It's something Paws is known for, and it's something we're really proud of, because it allows us to help. You know, we do so much in Chicago, and Chicago is still our number one focus. We're absolutely focused on helping the pets here first, but to be able to step up in times of urgent disaster is one of the things that makes us all feel really good about working at Paws every day.
Absolutely, because people throughout the nation know what you do, and when they reach out for help, you can't turn them away.
Oh, sure. And one of the things we heard, one of the stories as we're talking to shelter partners, is they're finding puppies that have been eating rocks because they've been so hungry, and they have rocks in their stomachs. They're just trying to survive. And you hear these stories, and it motivates all of us to help these animals, because it is just so tragic what they face.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow, that's breathtaking. Hey, can we talk about a Chicago animal for a second? You guys brought in a cat that had been living on the streets and had such severe injuries to her front leg that the only option was to amputate it.
Yep.
And I saw pictures on social media platforms, and this cat is adorable and in need of a home, right?
That's right. And, you know, the good thing is that animals are so resilient, and we call them tripods, and they are actually able to get on with life pretty quickly after a surgery, especially if they've been suffering in pain for a long time. It's wonderful to see them recover, and they're hot commodities at our adoption center because they're special.
Aww.
And to see the resilience of a shelter pet and to see them embrace life, you know, even if it's with three legs or one eye or whatever they've been through, it just makes you love them even more.
Okay, so you have transition teams. You have people headed in to help where the upcoming hurricane is headed, and you've already brought animals back from Hurricane Helene?
No, they'll be coming. So our volunteers are loading up the van right now. We're accepting donations of cleaning supplies to bring to the shelter, water, pet food, leashes, anything people want to donate. We'll be leaving in the morning. It's about a 10-hour drive to the shelter, and then they'll be coming back Thursday afternoon with the first transport of pets. We're excited to welcome them to PAWS and guarantee them life and wonderful families.
Okay, people love to donate product because many of them have lost a dog or they bought stuff that didn't work for their dog. So you're saying leashes, cleaning products, blankets, any of that they can drop off today at PAWS Chicago on North Clybourne?
Yeah, that's right. And we've been technically accepting them at our medical center for the transport leaving tomorrow. But honestly, people donate things like that to us every day. And we donate them in our outreach communities where we know that there are pets in need here in Chicago as well. And then we will have further hurricane transports in the next couple of weeks. So even if they don't make the medical center today for that drop-off, we can always use the supplies because there are always pets in need.
And the bottom line is any nonprofit organization can make your dollars go further. When you bring a lot of product, they have to store it. They have to go through it. Dollars, a direct donation to help hurricane pets is always welcome at pawschicago.org because I know you can utilize that money and you have more purchasing power for the things that you need.
That's right. And we have a hospital. If you think about it, we run a hospital 365 days a year. So even on Christmas Day, we might have, you know, 175 pets in the building that need to be walked and fed and socialized and cared for. So the expense of running an operation as big as the one we have, we're the largest no-kill in the Midwest, one of the largest in the country, and we are really a haven for homeless pets and for sick and injured animals. We are the place that they can come and get help. And 98.6% save rate last year. So even the most vulnerable pets coming to us, they've been, you know, hit by cars or they've suffered injuries, and the vast majority of them go on to be happy and healthy and adopted and loved for the rest of their lives. So it is a great place to invest if you love animals, because we will do the most to care for them, and we appreciate that we have the support of the Chicago community because it is our community. Hands down, we think it's the best in the world.
Absolutely. Well, I think you're the best in the world. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing, and I'll be making my donation.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Suzanne, we're excited to bring these animals back and help them.